This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Chris Salcedo Show.
Conservative talk radio with spice.
So it all makes sense. It all makes sense what Barack Obama is doing. It doesn't make sense if you think that Mr. Obama is an occupier of the Oval Office who has America's best interest at heart. But when you substitute his actions and say, well, what would somebody do who is working in the best interests of Iran? What would they be doing? Then Barack Obama... His actions make perfect sense. Let's talk about this and much more with my next guest, Congressman Paul Brown. He's a doctor and a four-term congressman from the great state of Georgia. His bill to audit the Fed passed the House of Representatives last Congress. He is currently the director and spokesperson for the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Congressman, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Chris, it's great being with you today.
Sir, in the first...
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, sir. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And look, I wanted to run something by you. In the first hour, we were talking about this movie that's coming out, Concussion. You being a medical doctor, I wanted to get you to weigh in on this. Of course, this is a story about a doctor who first brought attention to the National Football League about the dangers of concussions and that kind of thing. There have been some in Congress who have wanted to weigh in, mostly the folks on the other side of the aisle, who want to weigh in to what's going on in the National Football League with these concussion protocols. As a doctor and as a congressman, where do you sit on this?
Well, let me tell you, I'm an original intent constitutionalist as well, which means that the federal government should only be doing the things that are in the enumerated powers of the U.S. Constitution. There are only 18 things in Article 1, Section 8, which is where the enumerated powers for Congress are listed. There's nothing in there about concussions or even health care for that matter. So
right.
I'm not in favor of the Congress bringing the rocket in front of Congress and talking to him about those issues, or any of the NFL players coming to Washington as political posturing by the people who do. And it's totally unconstitutional, so I'm totally against it.
Barack Obama came out, Congressman, over the Thanksgiving holiday and said these Syrian refugees are just like pilgrims who settled the United States of America in the first, of course, the Plymouth Colony. Your reaction to that analogy being made by a man I call Resident Obama, what do you think?
Well, it makes me sick. The thing is, he's going to try to, from an emotional perspective, to get people to accept his Syrian refugee resettlement program, and it must stop. He also has talked about it being just women and children. We already know that there was a woman who blew herself up in Paris. We already know I was, as a Navy doctor, worked really a Marine in a sailor's uniform. I was deployed to Afghanistan in 2012, and we saw the Taliban and the radical Muslim folks there utilizing little girls standing in the highway trying to stop our convoys so that they could fire rocket-propelled grenades and kill our soldiers. So we know that they have absolutely no respect of life. They have no respect for women whatsoever. They will use women and children. Plus, the Obama administration wants to bring in families. So we have absolutely no clue who these people are. And the only way we can stop it, the House has already passed a bill with a veto-proof majority. The Senate's going to take it up next week, I understand. And we've got to get people all over this country calling the U.S. senators, Democrat and Republican alike, and say, stop this Syrian refugee program. It's a national security issue. And if you don't stop it, we're going to stop you from serving in the U.S. Senate. So that's the only thing that's going to stop this. Then if the Senate, Harry Reid's already threatened to filibuster it so that it won't even come up for a vote. But if we get enough senators voting to stop the filibuster, and then voting with a veto-proof majority, we can stop this tremendous attack upon our national security.
Congressman, how concerned, by the way, Congressman Paul Brown, my guest right now, Congressman, four-term congressman from the great state of Georgia, how concerned are you about the discrimination that Team Obama and those Democrats who support Team Obama are undertaking when we know statistically that 10% of the Syrian population are Christian? However, Barack Obama's team this year has whittled down the number of admittance Christians from Syria down to less than 2%. Of course, you and I both know that they are the ones being burned alive, beheaded, and targeted in that region. However, Mr. Obama doesn't seem to see emergency there and wants us rather to concentrate on not getting Christians into the United States, but to concentrate on getting Muslims into the United States. Are you concerned about this blatant discrimination against Christian Syrians?
Oh, yes, and every American should be as well. We should be totally against this president's foreign policy towards Syria, towards ISIS, towards Al-Qaeda, towards the radical Muslim population all over the world. He seems to be embracing them, to me, and is really turning a blind eye upon the Christians that are being beheaded. He's tortured, burned alive, and et cetera. So the American people are going to have to stand up and say no to this Syrian refugee program. That is one of the greatest threats to our national security that I have seen under this administration. And the only way we're going to do that is get our U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen to say no to Obama. His policies have failed. If we put enough pressure on the members of Congress in the House and the Senate and say, we don't want this to happen, then hopefully we can get enough people calling, emailing, visiting, et cetera, their senators and congressmen to be able to stand up to this president. The leadership of the Republican Party, John Boehner, and I don't think Paul Ryan will either, stand up to Obama, and certainly Mitch McConnell has not. We've got a lot of senators, Republican as well as Democrats, that really need to feel the heat, and a lot of them need to see the door. In fact, we've got with the Tea Party Leadership Fund, we've got a website called teapartyprimary.org that I encourage people to go on. And also the Tea Party Leadership Fund is, our website is teapartyleadershipfund.com, is geared towards trying to support those people who will stand firm for the Constitution, stand firm against Obama and his failed policies.
Yeah, not a bad idea to get some actual Constitution reintroduced into American life, constitutional speaking and adherence. Last thing, wanted to get your impression of the presidential field on the GOP side. What do you make of Trump and Cruz and Carson and Fiorina, the insurgents, and how they seem to be taking it to the more traditional establishment Republicans?
Well, I tell you, it's exciting to me to see the quality of candidates we have on the Republican side. And if you look at the Democrat side, they've got a lady who's leading the charge over there, has the most support, who has broken the law. She may be going to jail if she's prosecuted for the law breaking that is absolutely without question. Then you've got a declared socialist who talks about everything, whether college education or health care or anything else, being free. Well, he absolutely has no understanding that nothing is free. Their policies, the Democratic Party's policies, are going to destroy America. But the thing is, on the other side, there are Republicans that support those same kind of policies, and we've got to get the right kind of candidates in office in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate that will stand firm on the Constitution. When I was first elected a number of years ago, Dr. Ron Paul and I were the only original intent constitutionalists there. We've got a bunch more today, and so that's the good thing. In the Senate, there was one, my good friend Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. We've got more today, but we need more, and that's what the TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com is all about. I encourage people to go on that website to vote for their presidential preference, as well as contribute so that we can give money to the candidates who want to take the power away from the politicians and the bureaucrats in Washington and send it back to the states or the people, as the 10th Amendment says. And then TeaPartyPrimary.org is geared towards primarying those rhino Republicans.
Excellent. Excellent, sir. I appreciate the time. Congressman Paul Brown, everybody. He's a four-term congressman. And as you heard, TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com. Did I got that website right, Congressman?
That's correct. And then TeaPartyPrimary.org.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Again, Congressman Paul Brown, make sure you check out the Tea Party Leadership Fund if you'd like to help get some of those Republicans, like John McCain, out of office who have not served this the conservative movement and this country very well in their meek timidity against the likes of Barack Obama and others. Back in a minute, it's the Chris Salcedo Show here on The Blaze.
You are listening to The Chris Salcedo Show, part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry, call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.